If you can find your way to Mears, Oklahoma, you won't have a problem spotting the restaurant. It's just about the only thing there. But it's mighty good eating, and it's today's edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid, whose goal is to prosper the farmer. That means less applied fertilizer, more food, fiber, and fuel. Learn more at agriliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgriLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgriLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agriliquid.com.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of the nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound up in the soil. Release more nutrition. Expect more results with Titan XC from Crop Production Services. Always read and follow label directions.
Joe Maranto has lived in Mears, Oklahoma for most of his life. The place was once a boom town when traces of gold were found here, but now he has the only business left in town.
It started out as a drugstore and an ass seer's office. Had a doctor here, Dr. Starbuck, and a real estate man named Davis, and he was also an ass seer. What they were here to do was promote the real estate, the mine, and that sort of stuff. And the doctor, I don't know how good a doctor he was, but they said he prescribed the best moonshine here for medicinal purposes.
Alcohol sales were prohibited on Native American land at the time, except with the doctor's prescription. The town withered from about 500 people to less than 20.
First it became a post office and then a convenience store type thing. They started selling groceries and things like that, but if you came in hungry, they'd open up a can of soup or canned ham. When I first bought the place, there was an old mine shaft directly behind the store, and it was full of old tin cans.
Joe remembers the first time he visited the restaurant back in 1961.
I saw the owner carrying a porcelain tray piled high with fresh ground beef, taking it up to the kitchen. And so I said, no, that's the way to do it. And I mean, everybody saw fresh meat going to get on the hamburger that they were going to get. So it was not like you would see it at another type restaurant.
Today, Maranto owns and operates the Mears store and restaurant. We'll have the rest of the story behind the well-known establishment next time as we travel the countryside. In Mears, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCrae.